Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being a podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene, like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have a very special guest, the super awesome Josh Graves.
Well, it's great to be here. I haven't caught up on Golden Girls in a while, so today was like kind of like me reliving childhood a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. My grandmother actually lived in Alabama, went to the University of Miami. And so it just kind of reminded me of her. She watched the show, obviously. I probably watched a couple of episodes with her. So we're going to talk about my grandmother a lot.
She watched.
Awesome.
She went to Miami University.
She did, only for a year, but she's from Alabama. She reminds me of the, what's the character's name who's from Alabama? There's a southern one.
Blanche.
Yes.
She's from Georgia.
Reminds me of Blanche.
Like, your grandma does?
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Did she dress like her? Did she talk like her?
Yes.
Suck penises?
I specifically remember her using the term being loose for a woman.
Yeah. My grandma introduced me to the term floozy.
Yes, exactly. Grandmas are good about like giving you like little small tidbits of like the old
time. Slut shaming, yeah. Yes.
My grandma would just scream, "Stop eating. I'm making dinner in a little bit. Stop fucking eating."
My grandmother overfed me.
Mine too. My grandma would just, we'd be going over to eat dinner, and she'd have like a pickle plate and like a ham sandwich out there. And like we're eating fried chicken for dinner.
I had a grandma that wasn't very warm and loving. She would like, if she heard that my granite strip separate from the refrigerator door, like she'd be like, "Doña, ¿qué estás haciendo?" And like he's just yelling at me to not eat. And then I had a grandma that would cook. She's from Mexico, Guadalajara, and she just fed me everything in the world. So that was, I had a good grandma, bad grandma.
Like a cop team.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. One of them gives me a present, the other one takes it away.
Slaps your hand with a ruler a bunch, I feel like.
So did you watch Golden Girls beyond your grandma? Because we have all had experiences in life where it was on TV.
Right. Big Betty White fan.
Yes.
So I would watch it for her. She's in one of my favorite movies, Lake Placid. I don't know if you guys have
nice.
Seen that.
That movie?
She's awesome in that movie.
She feeds in that movie.
And they keep the cowness of her because she mentions cows in Golden Girls a lot.
Yes.
And she feeds a cow
to the alligator
in that movie.
She does not care at all that the alligator is a homicidal alligator murdering humans at a high rate. She does not care at all. And I loved her character in that movie.
was it a high rate? Didn't the alligator kill like one person?
I think it started killing people, but by the end of the movie, it had killed like quite a few.
I thought it just killed two people, and only when like agitated.
That's true.
Like
he's like, "I'm an alligator. That's kind of what I do."
Yeah, you guys see. Stop bothering me. Anyways,
it was like
we're
a
gonna
giant
just
alligator.
Analyze Lake Placid, guys, for an hour.
Betty White's role. She was so funny in that movie.
She was
movie.
Great in that movie.
But
yeah.
I watched Golden Girls pretty sparingly. It never caught on to me like fully. Just the trials and tribulations of four older women living in Miami never caught me to where I was like watching every episode, but it's one of those things where if you like every once in a while you're gonna sit in because it's a great show, obviously.
And that's how I went through marathons growing up, and then I went some time separated from it.
Some non-Golden Girls time.
Yeah,
I did.
Just certain shows you catch on to, because I, for some reason, didn't watch Golden Girls as much, but I watched Mama's House.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Mama's Family, like, yeah.
It was like Madea for white people, almost.
Yeah.
A very comfortable Madea.
Yes.
But I think Madea is white people. Like, if all those, like...
Well, that's controversial.
Okay, like, it is, like, rich white... It's, like, rich black people living in, like... It's upper class black people. So, like, it might as well just be white people. Anyway. That's my opinion. It is very, very white. And that's my complaint. I'm just knocking it because, like, it's all, like, super, like...
I've never seen Madea, so I don't really know.
She's like the black grandma, but her family, you know, they're all lawyers and doctors, and they're all cheating on each other, and then she fixes it. And so that's every Madea movie.
Doesn't she have like movies that are like she goes to jail and then she goes to camp? It's like earnest movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are those, but there's like
does she save Christmas at some point?
I think she does. she saves Jerusalem at one point too, but that's my big complaint. Well, they started off being like family values kind of things. And so, but then it just evolved to just, oh, Madea locked in a basement, you know. Anyway.
No matter whether it be a man dressed as a woman or a woman, I love me a sassy older lady who tells it like it is.
Yes.
Tell it like it is.
So we watched an amazing episode. We have a lot of questions. There were a lot of good jokes. Did this plot work for me? I'm not too sure. There were a lot of things that were left out, I think.
A lot of talk about leg shaving.
A lot of random.
I enjoyed that scene. I did enjoy
and
it.
And I always feel like there's that scene in Golden Girls that they were just like, oh man, we need to make it longer. This script is actually 18 minutes long. And then they chose that scene to just add more punchlines and to add another story. You know what? But anyway.
Let's get this leg shaving bit in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Let the hilarity ensue.
So we watched season 5, episode 4, and it is titled Rose Fights Back. And the original air date is October 21st, 1989, right before Halloween. Yeah. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve, she is going to give us a brief synopsis of the episode for the listener who is not here enjoying delicious pizza from ISIS with us.
ISIS.
Yes.
It's like Isaac's, but they just don't have a C.
It's very Italian.
Yeah.
I like the name, actually. Isa, it's kind of cool.
Isis pizza, guys. Look it's, for it's it.
When there's an apostrophe S, it just, things can get convoluted, I feel like.
It's the best pizza you probably can't say out loud.
It's the most radical pizza.
I just really love Isis. Isis is my favorite.
This podcast sponsored by Isis Pizza.
You guys should get Isis Pizza as a sponsor. That would be awesome.
I would love that. That would be great.
Yeah. We look down at their human trafficking, but we love their pizza.
Yes.
We love it. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, on that note, Rose finds out that her dead husband Charlie's pension is about to run out, and she's very worried about money. And so she decides she needs to get a new job, and she faces trouble because she's an older woman and going into the job market, and it's very stressful. But eventually, she lands a job at a television station and gets to do segments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Sophia gets some sardines and pickled onions.
and deals with shopaholism.
Yeah.
In a very funny, not serious way.
Yes.
Hoarding has never been this fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
All people do enjoy buying in bulk. Like, like
they do.
They love the grocery store. I work in a grocery store right now, and yeah, some old people come in there sometimes.
I was reading something. There was a guy
I
that
thought
works...
you worked with the jewelry.
No, I work with mainly disabled people inside of a grocery store. A job coasting. So
oh,
I'm
nice.
In a grocery store all day in like North Scottsdale. So like it's very uppity, but you know it's nice, okay. And people are very old people come into grocery stores
so
a lot.
It mentally disabled people work at the grocery store.
Yes,
okay.
And I, like, help them out, and yeah, I get to see the ins and outs of the old
that's really
grocery
cool.
store grind 5 days a week.
Nice, cool.
Yeah.
Senior Wednesday, whew, guys. Let me tell you, it gets nutty in there
because nuts are on sale.
Exactly. So I definitely related to that aspect of the episode. And of course, anyone who's had a grandma,
because it was all food that she was obsessed with.
I know, but like random food that you like, sardines. Like, have you guys ever had sardines?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So salty.
It's very salty. It doesn't feel natural in my mouth.
I don't know.
I am pro sardine. Okay. So I was good with this. Not necessarily with some of the concoctions that she was coming up with these sardines, but
I prefer tuna. Sardines are just like rough.
I like that they put a good a nice little human or a old people diaper joke in it for shopping when she's like, oh, you can get 10
and that's the
diapers
thing too. Like I felt like she did. She mentioned a lot of things she wanted to buy that were objects that weren't food,
right.
But then she never went out and bought food. It's like, what happened to this other stuff stashed in her room?
But that's the thing. Sometimes old people come into grocery stores for the most random shit. You're like, what are you doing here buying this right now?
Do you need this?
I don't know if you guys have ever seen an old person in a grocery store be accused of having more than like 15 items at the 15 items or less.
Oh,
but shit gets crazy.
I know that the grocery people that work there don't actually accuse, but it's the people that shop there that will get into riffs about
yes.
this, right?
That's why I don't get in that line anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like it happens all the time, and
like
I just...
somebody behind you is like, "Hey, man."
Yep.
It's always the person behind you.
I call that the confrontation line.
Right.
Like,
can
yeah.
If you see that, if you get on that line, if you see people of mixed races, it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be a good time. Yeah.
I wanted more scenes of her at the grocery store, actually.
Yeah. That would have been more fun. I wish that it was, yeah, exactly that. Anyway, but I'll get into the first scene. Everyone's in the living room. Blanche has mail. Sophia, she's kind of out of it. She thinks her late husband called. But she wants, I forget what she wanted in this scene. She had a goal. But Rose finds out that her her late husband's pension, like, company is going under.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshoe company. Sorry, my throat's kind of acting weird. The horseshoe company is going under, and so they're going to stop the pension, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I? So it's going bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, if a company, this is one of my big questions. I felt like Rose kept saying, like, the company's going bankrupt, which means the company's, like, over. Is that what that means? When a company goes
yeah.
bankrupt, the company's shutting down.
Well, yep. I mean, it depends on what bankruptcy means. Like, if it's, like, Chapter 13... That's like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna get in this long.
No, I'm asking a question.
Okay. Like, Chapter 13 is like just like debt reorganization, and like that's not necessarily scary. It's just like they have a lot of debt. They're just trying to, you know, like find better ways to pay their bills.
Okay.
But like if it's like more serious, where they're just going out of business, then mm-hmm. that pension is gone. Like they're not gonna be able to honor pensions, which is really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Right. And so my question was, so when I read the title, Rose Fights Back, And then Rose all of a sudden is like, well, it's in their within their legal right to stop paying the pension. But she never got into specifics as to what those legal rights were. And she even said it twice. She, like, the scene, like, I felt like they, this was like the second draft of the episode because so many things were repeated in that sense. Like, later on, they were in the kitchen and she's like, yeah, well, they have a legal right. And I thought that she was going to fight back Charlie's, like, she was going to fight Charlie's company, the horseshoe company. And you know what I mean?
She, like, yeah. Well, she her going to the media was going to be her. Or wait, no, that was by being hired.
Age discrimination was the fighting back.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess she really never did fight to get the pension back.
She never really fought also for the Petster position.
That's so interesting.
I was like, so, like, where is the fighting going on? Because she was, okay, we're jumping ahead. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. No, it's okay. Like, I jumped way ahead already before you did. And I always do this. And so, like, okay. So then they're in the kitchen and they're cutting out ads. Is that a thing people used to do? Like,
yeah, that is like, yeah, that's what people used to do. Like coupons and.
But ads? Like job ads, people cut those out.
Probably, circle back them. In my day, I'd probably circle one.
Yep.
But yeah.
But I don't. Did your grandma cut out?
She definitely coupon. She definitely had more than two pairs of scissors in the household growing up.
Grandmas
use scissors a lot.
You're our point of reference. I think your grandma is the closest thing to a Golden Girl.
Yes.
She's still with us.
No, she's passed away.
I'm like, let's put her on the phone because we need to find stuff out.
Yeah, she definitely couponed a lot. So I don't know if she ever, like, I think there was times where she, because she obviously didn't work, where she wanted to go back to work too. But it was always, I think she had the same similar. She didn't think she was going to get hired.
Did she have a late husband as
well? Okay. She did have a late husband who died young. So she was widow. I never met my grandfather.
Did she ever live with other women?
No, she never got married after my grandfather died. And he died before I was born.
I mean, so. Not like lesbian style. Like, but did she live with friends?
No, she lived by herself.
Oh, okay. It is
just like trolling for our Golden Girl situation.
She was not a lesbian, but, you know, I was only at her house for Christmas and like Thanksgiving, so I mean, I don't know what she was doing. Yeah, she could have lived a double life.
Her caretaker.
She did have a woman who would go out and buy groceries for her. So I don't know what was going on with that. They were good friends. My grandmother played a lot of bridge too, in case anyone, you know.
There was like a TV show or a movie where the children realized that their grandma's nurse was there her lover.
Oh my god, that's what juicy.
I forget about
that. Is a one, juicy storyline.
Does that sound familiar? It
sounds like a Lifetime.
Yeah,
it's a Lifetime movie.
I think it's like a really bad 90s movie with like Sarah Jessica Parker or something. But I forget. Anyway,
Betty White should have been cast in that movie.
Yes, Betty White. She also feeds a cow.
And she just feeds a cow and everything. That's her calling card.
Yes. And so, okay. So then, okay. Oh, you know what? I take this back. I said it was only food, but she bought toothbrushes. Remember?
Yeah.
Was that?
Oh, yeah. That was. I like those she jokes. Bought... Actually, I like that part of the episode. The jokes about this is what an heiress feels like. She was gonna leave the toothbrushes behind.
Oh yeah. That was pretty good. Oh, that was great.
It's like half blue, half pink. It's awesome to buy dental care in bulk.
Yeah, that's definitely something old people do. Mm-hmm. My mom. Every time I see her, she gives me a tube of toothpaste and a bottle of conditioner and shampoo. So I have about 20 bottles of shampoo in my house that I'll probably never have to buy shampoo ever again. And that's okay. but, oh, she goes to the dentist's office in Mexico and she steals like all the samples. Like, so there's like, nice. They're connected like, like what's con- you know, they're like packages of toothpaste that are just like
connected. That is great. I feel like rolls. When I travel, like the thing I'm like most run out of, like when I'm on the road, is toothpaste. Like I always like tend to pick like the little toothpaste. Mm-hmm. That's,
I love
like
how they sell
out.
It the mini bottles of it. The like the smally, the very small toothpastes.
Yeah.
I think
the
it
little
is,
tiny ones.
Yes, the very, very tiny ones. Sometimes I like to like just to buy those and take it home and just use it regularly just to break the rules a little bit.
Yeah, because it's cute. Break the rules. Right. Go and rub your little toothpaste. What?
Give me a tiny mouthwash and a tiny toothbrush and let me get out of here right now.
Okay. But, and then, okay, in this part, Blanche... this whole thing is happening with the pension being discontinued, and Blanche is like, well, you should go to Enrique Mas, the consumer reporter. That's her answer.
That's right.
And then when she doesn't get that job at the pet store, her answer is also, you should go to Enrique Mas. Every problem
I forgot
that Rose has,
she
go
did.
To Enrique Mas.
Okay, I forgot she did get turned down by the pet store job.
But from the get-go, she's like, you should go do this. And I think Blanche just wanted to go fuck him. Or like, Blanche, Rose gets a job at Enrique Mas because Miami, it's the capital of television. And that's it, local television, right? There's a local TV show, right? And so, like,
he wanted to go national, Enrique did.
I was like, you could just move.
But I feel like the people that watch the news the most are always old people. Yeah. And, like, there's always, like, every town has, like, their in your corner kind of, you know, kind of person. And, like, all the old people know that person.
Yeah. What is our local hero here?
I feel bad. I'd never watch the news here.
Corey McCloskey.
Is it Corey McCloskey?
Oh, yeah?
Is that what the old ladies want to fuck?
I think I feel like all women want to have sex with him.
I think
for sure.
We know him from Comedy Community. And
he's a weatherman, isn't he, right?
He's our Roy McClure. Like, it's well known within the comedian community. But does everybody know his name? Is he a household name in Arizona?
I want to say he's one of the most popular because it's Fox. Feel like Fox News is the Fox local news here is the more popular
because
one.
We're such a red state.
Yes, we need. I want a Hispanic weatherman though, like in Miami, they have in Miami. Enrique Mas is my weatherman.
No, Enrique Les. I want Enrique Mas.
Fun fact: Enrique Mas was actually an extra in Scarface.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
He looks like he could. He did make it. He made it.
He could have been. No, that's what I was thinking when I was watching it.
And remember we were talking about the Cuban violinist that auditioned for Juilliard in that episode that Jeff was talking about?
Yeah.
That was him.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like...
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same actor.
It's the same actor.
I was like, he looks like him. I'm like, you're probably being racist.
Yeah. It was him.
Okay. Good. My racist comment. I feel better about myself.
My racist comment was way earlier when we talked about Madea. Like, I do one per episode.
I was like, so they're like, they don't all look alike.
Anthony's racist comments were brought to you by ISIS Pizza.
I pledged my allegiance to ISIS.
Guys, that wasn't sausage. Those were little Islamic girls that we ate. I'm so sorry, guys.
ISIS pizza is really good.
Yes.
The delivery guy, he came on a camel, actually.
He came with on a custom Jeep.
Oh my goodness. Man. But I did enjoy the episode, how I loved how the conflict just got solved so easily. First off, I love how Rose just gets turned down by one job and she's like, discrimination after like one job.
In this pet store, I mean, oh my god. This pet store is the worst. Like, old people should, like, I think it's mostly old people working at pet stores anyway. Mm-hmm. And like you're too old to handle this puppy. Like, what? And then to tell you that, like, you're just too old. Please get the fuck out. Like, that pet store was probably some sort of front for some sort of drug business or something.
Exactly.
It
was just a drug dealer. Yeah. He was just like, I'm not really a pet store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're cutting up cocaine in the back, along with all these, are surrounded by Shih Tzus and pugs. Okay, so the next scene, I wrote, they're in the living room. I wrote the word pregnant, but I forget why. Do you guys remember?
Sophia said she was pregnant.
Oh yeah, she said that she needs money because she's pregnant.
Because she's pregnant, I'm trying to remember why.
Is the mom and are they Jewish by chance?
They're Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can see why you would say that because Dorothy's very stingy.
It's Miami too.
See, it's a real controversial race.
Bring it back. I was just trying to connect.
Yeah, you said that real casually.
Just one.
Sorry. I know you're
Miami
too.
Added to it. It wasn't the only thing, but that was a funny joke. Wonder what the oldest pregnant woman has ever.
I think, isn't it like 52?
52.
Oh, I think it's like older. That. I think 63. It's like there was like a lady that was like in her 60s that had a baby.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was in the news recently, wasn't it? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And she was okay. I think she survived.
Oh, by the way, the scene, the shaving leg scene, what is the appropriate age for a girl to start shaving her legs?
I'd say
middle school.
It's like somewhere like 10 to 13.
Okay.
Yeah, nowadays, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably earlier. Like, maybe even earlier. Yeah, because it comes with puberty and stuff.
Mm.
So
yeah. When the blood ball drops...
to put it scientifically,
start shaving. I'm sure it's like a ball.
Yeah, it's like New Year's Eve.
There's a countdown. You get to kiss someone.
R.I.P.
Okay, so we sort of find out. We started getting a glimpse because at first I was confused as to what Sophia. It was kind of muddy, like her story arc, and then we realized that she kind of has like a shopping addiction. Which I think they could have played that dramatic music over too. Like, mom, you have a problem.
Right.
Like, but they just sort of like never really, like, back. I guess it wasn't really dealt with.
I think hoarding was funny, like, back in the 80s.
Right. It's just a silly thing people do.
It's like, I just spent all my money on toilet paper.
Right.
And sardines.
Isn't it crazy how, like, Rose was complaining about being poor and then Sophia is just spending a bunch of money.
Like, yeah, and Sophia even like demands money from her in some part.
Yeah,
yeah, like, like when Sophia helps her out, she's like, I don't know how I can repay you guys, and Sophia's like, with money.
So I can buy stuff.
Yeah.
Tube socks.
Okay, so Rose gets home. She got discriminated at the pet store. Mentions the cow squeaky toy she invented. Would be amazing if cows had squeaky toys. And it would actually be so cute.
It would.
Squishing a little mini cow.
Maybe a pig.
Yeah.
A little pink pig.
Show the other pigs what's up. Don't fuck with me.
Pigs are cute.
the
delicious animals are actually cute.
They are. They're adorable.
And
except
delicious.
For horses.
You don't think horses are adorable?
Ponies aren't. I heard I heard that horse meat is not tender. It's really tough because of the muscles.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why people don't eat horses. They just ride them.
Yeah.
That's what.
Lucky for the horses.
I know. Get it together, cows.
Yeah.
Right? Run around more.
Get shittier meat.
Yeah.
Apparently, they eat it like in like Japan. They eat it in places. Yeah, they eat it in places like not like America. Actually, according to an episode of Mad Men, horse meat, which is used in a lot of dog food, is delicious.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Horse meat is the or wait, which yeah, meat?
Horse meat. They had a whole episode where they were trying to figure out like a name for horse meat. They were like trying to like a marketing name, like kind of like veal for baby cows.
Yeah,
it could be. Hey,
they didn't figure it out. Okay. Spoiler alert.
Okay. I'm sure there is now something, you know, people probably have coined some sort of horse, like maybe it's a
write in if you pony. Know of or have coined a fun name for horse meat.
It's called Squish.
That sounds like a
squish.
Drug.
Squish.
Squish.
Hey, you got some squish? Yeah. $20. this is when, like, Rose sees the shopping cart lady. And then she just... Do you remember this part?
This is when the guilt yeah. sets in. Yeah,
the homeless guilt.
She was judging her at first, but now she's not judging anymore because she sees it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Cue the cheesy music.
Dun, 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 dun. And this music was rare. Like, usually they have a different music.
Oh, really?
For, like, the dramatic moments like this. And this was, like...
That was Full House
soundtrack.
Yeah. Full House-ish.
Yeah.
Full House's music's way more intense, though.
We were all in agreement. Yeah. They did have dramatic moments in Full House.
Well, Full House was, like, mostly dramatic moments, I think.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
More in a comedy.
Like Joey won't stop masturbating.
No, that was like that. Was those are fun moments.
Yeah, those are fun moments.
They're like, cut it out.
No.
Yes. He's like, do you have any wood?
Did you ever hear about that story where they had like a cutout of John Stamos, the cardboard cutout, and I think Joey cut a hole, like the actor, I forget his name.
Dave Coulier
and Bob Saget, they cut a hole around his mouth, and like I think Dave Coulier stuck his dick in it, and then they left it somewhere, and then John Stamos saw it, and then he started making out with it, like jokingly. I believe that's the story. I could be getting the people switched around. But
we know nothing like that was going on the set of Golden Girls.
There was a Blanche vagina hole cut out. And Rue was just like, oh, no, I'm going to lick it.
B. Arthur just stuck her dick through.
Oh, God. The hole was that big. She could stick her neck through it. Okay, and then she says something like, I thought this woman was dumb and stupid or a drug addict, and then I realized this woman was me. Like, she turned around and like saw her face, like in this bag lady. That's all I could think of.
They have a homelessness awareness episode last season.
Yeah,
that didn't get brought up.
That didn't get brought up. Yeah, they were like, they were in a homeless shelter looking for a lottery ticket.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like overnight. They stayed overnight with a bunch of homeless people.
And they were just going through homeless people's stuff while they were sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty shitty episode.
And they were talking to them and learning lessons.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. All the shenanigans.
All the shenanigans. Yeah. Okay, so the next scene there, Rose got through security, and went to this TV station. She just like waltzes in, and I know she has a job interview, or is she going? Is she going to protest? This is what I was confused about. Was she gonna go protest the pet store thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Going
to the media to protest the pet store discriminating against her. But then it sort of turned into a job position.
Well, there was a job opening there for a production assistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was like, I noticed in the paper you had a production assistant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And supposedly
you have a PA job.
I guess Rose went to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Yeah. Because she could have just said, you're not qualified for this job.
I know.
Because production assistant, you kind of have to have a little bit of background in the field of TV and film.
Yeah.
And if you want to go back to Mary Tyler Moore, maybe she did have some journalistic background.
She's like, well, I was Sue Ann Nevins.
She could have said that.
Yeah.
Didn't she have a TV segment or something?
Yeah, she was the Happy Homemaker for several years. She had her own TV
Happy
show.
Happy Homemaker on Mary Tyler Moore. But Enrique Mas did not fucking care.
He did not.
And so it's funny that like she has to interview with the TV host like that, like when you go interview for Conan, that's who you sit with. You sit with Conan O'Brien.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just being sarcastic. Like,
like, they're just like talking really loudly right there in the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, in the editing bay. You're just like yelling, like, you're too old for this job, too.
Yeah, that scene was kind of unrealistic, but I enjoyed the banter of Enrique Mas and fucking.
And it was like, it seemed like it wasn't. It seemed like it was the broadcasting channel editing bay because there were like computers with the like it didn't seem like it was a set, or it didn't seem like it was like, you know, the TV show. It seemed like it was the studio.
Yeah.
The network studio. Mm-hmm. Like it just didn't. I was just like, where is this place located at? Okay.
And it didn't used to be the fitness gym.
Yes. So. I know, right? Okay. And so he sort of like, he explains that he's two people. That was like, that the way it sounded like it made sense, but I didn't know. I didn't understand very well. Like his double, like he was Enrique Mas and then he was also Enrique Mas.
He didn't want to ruffle any feathers in the station by putting on a story because he wants to go. Now he wants to be big time.
Yeah, he doesn't just want to be local.
Yeah,
right.
He was so, like this story. It almost would have been funnier if he would have been like, "Yeah, I know old people are discriminated against. You guys should be. You only need to be doing a couple of jobs."
But it's kind of like when people are like, you know what? It's not like, you know, I own this network. But it's not me. It's the other me, the asshole me. You know, like
the TV persona.
The TV persona. Okay, and then so he says, "I'm gonna give you." Okay, there was that What's a gremlin? Is a car, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's one of the worst cars ever made.
Right.
That was a funny reference.
So this is for the consumer retail or whatever, go over things product person, like job. And so he gives her a task and he wants the results to be accurate. Even though it seems like a very like op-ed kind of like task, you know, it seems very opinion based. But he wanted accurate details of these products. Like, did that make sense to you?
I mean, a little bit, but I don't know. I thought it was like, he's like, take this test home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand, like.
And then she wrote, like, yeah, this product worked, this product didn't. And he's like, well, let me look at the results. They match. You got the job. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that didn't... I mean, if, like, she prepared, like, a good report with her opinion and stuff like that, then that's fine. And maybe that was the test, but it was like, no right or wrong answers.
There's really... If you, that report would require no right or wrong answer.
Unless she just, like, tested the crash helmets instead and wrote a report on that.
Yeah, if you had, like, definite... like answers for that, you know, like, what is the percentage of people that get hurt, blah 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 blah, and then you could do that test, like, with accurate results, and they would not be opinion based. So so fuck that shit is what my point is. And then they get into the whole, like, hair removal scene.
Yeah, they've got a traditional razor. They've got they've got some Nair in there. They've got some hot Nair? Wax. Like Nair, like, kind of stuff.
Was Nair back around then? Because I remember it came out in the early 90s.
It's been around.
Because I remember the Who Wear Short Shirts commercial.
Oh, it's been around. It's been around.
Really?
Yeah.
Nair is like an American product.
I don't know if it's American, but it's been in America for a while.
It's an established brand, that's for sure.
Right, okay. I thought it came out when I was a kid.
What, out of all those, what's the most painful? Got to be the hot wax, right?
I would think it would be... The hot wax is, like, probably... See, I wouldn't want to do that on myself. Like, if you get waxed by, like, a professional, it takes, like... It's like, 10 seconds of pain, and then you're done.
Oh, nice.
But, like, I imagine that delipatory machine... I bet that hurts and does not work.
See, yeah. I thought they were gonna get into a dildo joke, because she was saying, like, it's gonna hurt, it vibrates, and then I thought Blanche was gonna be like, give me that. For like,
they should have had a dildo joke right there.
Inner walls.
Yeah, she just leaves.
Anthony, you definitely should have been a writer on this show.
I wanted to. I really wanted to be a writer for Golden Girls growing up.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it was canceled by the time I could understand the English language.
Yeah, I think you were 8 years old by the time it was canceled.
I think I was I was 5.
Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
Yeah, 5 years old.
Yeah, you were 5 years old.
Yeah, I was still living in Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. We'll go with that.
What part of Mexico?
Mexicali.
Mexicali.
On the other side of...
Is that a nice area or no? Is it rough?
It might be nicer now.
Okay.
Yeah, but back then it was...
You guys weren't,
like,
getting Golden Girls out in...
I don't... If so, it was, like, dubbed over and shitty, and...
Yeah.
We were getting probably shows from the 80s, just barely.
Oh.
Around that time. We were getting Three's Company was, like, probably new to us.
You guys, you guys need to do a podcast episode where you watch an episode dubbed over in Spanish. That would be amazing.
Las mujeres de oro.
Yes.
And so then we get it to the whole loose thing where, like, there was, like... Like, if you shave, then I guess you become a loose woman, because if you shave, guys are gonna want to fuck you. Was that the connotation?
I think so. Well, there's always a thing going on where, like, if you among women, like, if you don't shave your legs on the first or second date, so you won't be tempted to have sex.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's kind of why, like, on the first date, I'll eat, like, a bunch of, like, cheese and Taco Bell that day. So I'm
burrito,
not tempted.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I'm not tempted to, like, open the back door.
For a gentleman. That's you're not shaving your legs.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of that.
I don't know. And also, like, when you're a girl, you get to hear all sorts of horror stories about people shaving their legs and going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, my mom told me this story about when I was 7 years old, she's like, don't shave your legs until I tell you to, because one of my friends from college daughter shaved her legs when she was 8, and she shaved up all of her skin on her legs.
What?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Was that real?
I doubt it.
Maybe she was on crystal meth.
Yeah,
too.
She did. She's
like, I gotta get this off. Just shaving all day.
My mom told me a lot of weird shaving lies. She also told me that if I shaved my arms, the hair wouldn't grow back, which is very much not true.
She said it wouldn't grow back, or it would.
She said it wouldn't grow back if you shave your arms.
See, and I heard that if you shaved your arms, it would come back like a werewolf.
Yeah.
Like, and so then all the boys would shave like the tiny bits of hair that would get on their face because they heard it would come back thicker.
That's what I was taught as well.
That's what you were taught too.
Mm-hmm. It comes back like a different texture.
Do you think
that was
true? Yes, I think it's.
But don't you think that was just like, oh, that's hormones just doing their job?
Yeah, so I guess it's a weird thing for parents to be talking to them. Don't shave yourself now. It could end up for the worse. But as far as girls have more, I guess shaving your legs is like it's a coming to age kind of.
Yeah.
The ball thing. Dropping.
The ball
I
dropping.
I think my mom was just trying to warn me from. She's like, don't just like take this razor out. And
I heard that if you shaved your legs, a giant ball of blood would come out of you and Dick Clark would scream into it.
That would be entertaining, actually.
And there was this girl in middle school named Brandy, and her family was really religious and wouldn't let her shave her legs. And she would like cry about it because girls would make fun of her. And she would always wear pants.
Aww. Well, okay, so she's wearing pants. She wasn't wearing like.
But it was really hot.
Life is very tragic.
Yeah.
So like, Brandy, are you okay? She's like, no.
My leg hair is so long.
My leg is covered in fun and covered in another layer.
It's like, this reminds me of a Golden Girls episode.
Exactly. Exactly why her mom didn't let her shave her legs because of this episode.
Yes.
And so I guess Rose has a giant bush. Is that what we gathered from her not shaving
above
her knee?
I gather the entire cast has a nice, healthy bush.
Connected.
She said she didn't shave above her legs.
So that means that...
Above her knee, I mean. But she's also blonde.
Well, there was a joke in that sequence about someone's knees being so hairy they could grate cheese. I enjoyed that joke.
Yes.
That was a good joke.
that was
a well-executed joke.
I've, like, met guys who...
Super
like,
hairy
I
legs?
Will, like, okay, like, speaking of, like, shaving pubes, I've had sex with guys and they say they never shave their pubes, but then their pubes weren't like.
But they're bald.
Giant.
They? Oh.
Like they were like, they just settled nicely.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you prefer hairy or no?
It depends. It depends. If there's been too much hair and I'm like, whoa, this is just aggressive. This is aggressive. But yeah.
It's like, are you wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Right. Are you related to Robin Williams?
Are you Robin Williams?
Are you Bigfoot?
Okay, so then the next scene, they're waiting for Rose to come home and they're watching TV. I thought they were waiting for her to be on TV. I was like, that would have been like she doing like a segment on hair products. That's what I was waiting for, but it didn't happen. Oh, fuck it. Well, whatever. But there, Rose comes in and she gets a job. Yay! And there,
yeah.
she has to test artificial sweeteners and head. What is it? Helmets?
Crash helmets. Next, she's like, next week I'm testing crash helmets.
which every news station apparently in the 80s was like all over that, all over crash test dummies with cars.
Safety was like all the rage in 1989.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
she didn't do anything really for the plight of senior citizens in the workforce.
She
didn't.
I mean, she proved herself to be qualified for the job.
Yeah. She did. Right. She did something for her plight.
Yeah.
Is she a researcher? Is she really a production assistant? Is that, or is she like a content producer? You know, like I think that was a different job they gave her.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, she wasn't. The role wasn't defined very much.
Yeah. I think he just gave her all this stuff that he doesn't want to test. He's like, I don't want to.
I'll give her this.
Try this deliberatory thing. She's like,
today we're testing getting hit by a train. Gives her like,
let's put this old lady.
I want to know what making out with a dog is like. You go find dog, make out with dog.
Make out with different breeds of dogs. Yeah.
What is it like to make out with a chihuahua? Andale.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, Miami, you have to be probably like Miami and the new working in the news. You probably have to be like, I feel like they're looking for like really super attractive women because the women in Miami.
Right.
I've never been to
but
Miami.
But if she wasn't even going
to
be on air, then why did it matter? That's your production. There's like the worst looking people in production in Hollywood. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter.
That's where all the ugly people are in Hollywood in production.
Yeah. There are, only beautiful people are in front of the camera.
That's true.
The rest is just walking monsters. just the living dead. Just horrible people. Anyway, I am one of those. then there's the final, the ending, where Sophia knew she was gonna get the job, so she decided to make a sardine casserole with a cookie crust,
with oatmeal raisin cookie crust,
with a you have to use a toothbrush as a utensil.
That would have been the ultimate callback.
And eat it out of a diaper.
I feel like every sitcom in the 80s ends on a callback. In the episode.
that's where they coined the phrase callback.
Yes.
Is the 80s.
80s sitcom. I still can't believe I don't. Sardines. Never. On a pizza, maybe.
Yeah.
It would be kind of good.
My mom buys sardines, and they just sit there forever. Nobody eats them. And then I come home, poor as fuck. I'm like, Mom, give me food. And she just stocks me with sardines.
Are they non-perishable?
They're non-perishable. Yeah.
I'll
and
take
so,
some sardines from you.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I like sardines.
I end up eating them because...
I can't eat them for a little while.
Oh, you can't because of the mercury?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like we don't want
but if they're non-perishable I could eat them later, so
right. Yeah. my mom would be like, use them like tuna and mix it with mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's what I end up
it's
doing.
It's good. I like them.
I eat the, but I eat it like, don't.
Yeah,
just
messy.
Pretend it's tuna.
This is a very anti-sardine podcast.
Sorry, sardine industry. Sorry. Or sardine industry.
Now the sardines at ICE's to die for.
Have you had ICE's sardines? They're so good. Okay, so we did it, guys.
Yay! That was a fun episode.
Josh Graves, this comes out on the 14th of September.
Okay.
By the end of this sentence, try to remember any shows you're doing. You can promote where you're going to be online, where people can find you, and all that stuff. So go ahead, Josh. Where are you going to be?
I don't think I have like any shows per se coming up, but you guys can go online and like the Hard Five sketch page.
Yes.
Nice.
Very funny. Watch the bathtub one.
Yes.
The jacuzzi one.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah. Very
so
well
go online,
written.
Hard Fives. I think it's spelled F-I-V-E-S. And I like that. That's really the main thing.
I watched the one where you guys were on the roof.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Pickup artist on a roof. So yeah, that's pretty much check that out. Thanks for having me on. That was a fun episode. Yay. I haven't watched Golden Girls in a while. And you have a lovely house, Genevieve.
Thank you.
And she built it.
Yes, herself. You did a great job. With her foundation.
Her teen witch fans.
Wooden floors.
Yeah.
It's classic. I like
gorgeous
it.
Gorgeous living space. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous cats.
And location you're within ISIS delivering. Right? Yeah. So you're good.
She gets
everyone
delivery.
Like hard fives and go like ISIS pizza if they have a
for real.
They
yeah.
have a
yeah.
spelled fan page. ISIS.
And then hard fives, we're going to do a sketch about if ISIS what did deliver pizza, what that would be like.
They might put you on hold, sing some jihad to you, and then you can order pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Genevieve, where can people find... Oh, where can people find you online? You
have Josh Graves, Facebook.com.
Facebook.com? Yeah. I've heard of that.
At Graves Danger on Twitter. And
Graves Danger.
Yeah. It's like a play on words. It's silly. I'm going to change it soon.
No,
but.
I like it. No. Like, you can't change it now.
No.
You said
oh,
it.
Oh, can you not?
No, because you said it in the podcast.
That's right.
Oh, on Twitter? You can change it.
Yeah, you can change
I know.
It.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not, though. I'm leaving it now.
It's permanent.
Yes.
Okay. And Genevieve, where can people find you after the what did I say 14th? Mm-hmm. The 14th and your online stuffies.
All right. September 17th, I'm gonna be at Queen's Pizzeria in Mesa. So
ooh,
yeah. Nice. So I think that starts at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, something like that. It's free and they have good pizza and tiramisu and
not as good as ISIS pizza.
You have tiramisu, nice.
Yeah, it's good.
No, it's good as ISIS
knots.
Tiramisu.
ISIS does have good
tiramisu.
But they are 40 minutes apart, so you can like two pizza places. And then I'm going to be at Big Pine Comedy Festival in Flagstaff, September 22nd through 24th. And then Anthony and I are going to be at the Altercation Comedy Festival in Austin from September 28th through 30th.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, well, I'll be the 29th.
Yeah, I think I'm the 29th too.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we leave comedy festivals early because we're just like cool like that.
In case you haven't followed me on Facebook or Twitter yet, I'm at Genevieve Rice on all the networks. Yes.
And you have something new coming out. You have a project coming
out.
Oh yes,
I have a new podcast coming out very soon. I'm not sure if I don't remember if I've formally announced this yet, but I'm pregnant, so.
Yay! I'm the baby.
Anthony is my child. But I have a new podcast coming out on pregnancy and parenting, where I talk to parents and get advice, and we make fun of goofy pregnancy articles. It's called Baby, Baby, Baby. And episode should be out very, very soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, but soon. Might be out by the time this is...
When the baby comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
It drops when baby drops.
But our first guest is a friend of the show, Heidi Geldes-Young. So.
Yay. The lovely, funny Heidi. Love her. Yes. Okay, and I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. And on September 19th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room doing a storytelling show. And that's going to be super awesome. It's a new show, so come check it out. On September 20th, the next day, I'm going to be doing roast battles with Alicia Cooper. I'm going to be roasting Alicia Cooper in the Belly Room at the Comedy Store, same place. At 10:30, I think both shows are at 10:30. Then I'm gonna be at Flappers September 22nd at 7:30, and at the Pikey September 26th with it's Carmen Morales' show. So come check her out; she's super funny, and I love her to death. And she's going to be on a new episode of Laugh soon. So, yeah. Yay.
Nice.
Along with her own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or any other platform you listen to us today. Music is by Brian Korkanak and Mike Dennison. If you're following along, because some of you are, the next episode is season 5. Episode, is it 5?
Yep.
Yes.
5. And it is titled, I forget the name, so let's make one up.
What's this premise? Do we know?
I forget. I don't have no idea.
I'm trying to think about it. Dorothy joins ISIS.
Dorothy joins ISIS.
Yes. That episode was the before its time.
Yes. So thank you everyone for listening and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay!
Bye guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Josh.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.